Yeah, we were called for structure fire here, and when we arrived, we had heavy smoke showing from the front door and the rear garage walkout door of the home. We made entry through the garage, and there's a lot of stuff in the garage, and the first entry team got caught up in some of that storage stuff and couldn't make as far entry as we needed. We got a second team here, and they made it in the front door of the home and located a fire in a back bedroom, which has been converted into kind of a workout exercise room. So the fire's in the back northeast corner room of the house. The door to that room was open, so we have fire that traveled out into that hallway, and then we have heat and smoke that went through the entire house and into the garage.
Okay. Was anybody home at the time?
There was one female occupant. She got out. She went to the neighbors and was pounding on the neighbor's house on the doors and the walls trying to get somebody's attention. So the fire was actually called in by a neighbor. We did have three cats in the house. One has perished. The other one was unresponsive that we revived with our pet oxygen equipment that you remember we were donated by the Bockelman girl, and that did work. We were able to revive one cat, and I think the other one got out and ran out through the garage. We haven't located the other one yet, but we'll double check the house here and stuff and make sure that that one's not in there. But no injuries to anybody, other than we did lose one cat. We did save one cat, and we have one cat that's unaccounted for yet.
Do we know what was the cause of the fire?
We haven't got that far yet. There's a lot of damage in that back room. I'm basically here now waiting for my other investigators that are certified, and we're going to dig it out together. But we want to get our equipment back, you know, with this weather and get things thawed out, get, you know, hose back on the trucks and water and things, and be ready, you know, with this weather. We're dealing with vehicle accidents and all kinds of things today. So not the best climate to be in or weather to be in.